UMFO in Medford. Hello everyone and welcome back to Cape Overland. For those who don't know, my show consists of doing artist analysis and showcasing the change in direction slash improvement a band might experience through time. However, this style makes it more likely for me to present an artist with a longer career or more albums. Thus, for this week's show, I've decided to showcase two different artists that I both consider to be musical prodigies with a little bit less of albums out. These are Tom Misch, a fantastic guitarist and vocalist, and Haywire, a keyboard maestro with insane music production skills. We'll start with Tom Misch, since his music is more acoustic and poppy compared to the synthier and more electronic focused Haywire sounds. History. Thomas Ebrahim Misch was born in June 1995 in London and has been releasing music since 2012. But his debut album, called Geography, was released in 2018. This album reached monumental success and made Tom Misch appear out of nowhere into the music scene. His style of music can be labeled as a mix of jazz, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music, and I've just learned that he is also a talented violinist and learned that before the guitar. Currently, Tom Misch has two albums to his name, Geography and One Kind of Music, with a second album being much more experimental and more rooted in jazz than hip-hop, unlike the first album. Before going into this first album, it is good to mention that Tom Misch worked on what he labeled beat tapes, which are a cool mixtape which I will play some songs from right now. So let's go right into it with Beat Tape 1. First mixtape is labeled Beat Tape 1 and contains a jazzy hip-hop feel. It shares some similarity to the music style of jazz hop, a type of lo-fi hip-hop with a bit more emphasis on natural samples and instruments. If you're ever looking for a study playlist, I recommend these mixtapes. They're really awesome and help you study. Let's start off with the first song in the album, which is The Real Thing. Notice the use of really natural elements and airy piano chords to really enhance the song and give a lot of space and what we will label as just a really chill atmosphere. So let's go right into it. Right, so I did a little crop here just so I wanted to showcase the whole song because I really, really like that last guitar effect that's put at the end with the repeating notes with the guitar part. It's just really, really good. I also really love the airy piano chords, the airy broken piano chords, which are just really, really, really cool. So let's go into the next song, which is going to be Summer. We're just going to have a little short sampling of it. But I just want to represent how this song is much more in the style of lo-fi hip-hop with a repeating melody and drums that are cut in and out. I just really love that guitar part. So, Summer. Right, so I added a little bit of FX and did another cropping here, so I hope it wasn't too noticeable. So let's go right into the next song, which is You Got Me Flying, and I'm going to add a little bit of an extract where Tom Misch is singing and uses his really, really good vocals that are a massive part of his later songs. So here we go.
It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. Girl, you got me flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. You got me flying, flying, flying. Girl, you got me flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. Girl, you got me flying, 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 flying. You got me flying, 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 flying. Cause we're flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying, 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 flying. It's 'cause we're flying.
This song is impressively good for it being so early in Tom Misch's career. His vocals are on point, though a little bit repetitive, but it kind of makes sense considering the lo-fi hip-hop influence. But it's just a really good song with a title, You Got Me Flying, working really well with the flying type chords and guitar effects that are used. It's just a really good song. So let's go into my favorite song from the mixtape, just because of how weird it is and how just like different it is from the other ones. This is Marrakesh. And the melody here is made from a really weird and unique sample, which I think kind of sounds like a rusty door, while the keyboard chords are on point and with a little bit of syncopation, which gives a really cool effect, and the natural bass tone also used is just fantastic. So here we go, Marrakesh. So it starts with this really weird sample, and then the synth sounds come in, and it's just a really, really good song, and then the drum beat, of course, comes in. Enjoy Marrakesh! That's gonna be it for Marrakesh. It's a really good song starting from a really weird idea with a sample, but it gets a little repetitive, but I think it's really well produced and just really cool, but you gotta be in the right chill mood to be listening to it. So after Beat Tape 1 comes Beat Tapes 2. This beat tape contains the same relaxing, airy and chill atmosphere as the first tape, but contains more refined drums and guitar riffs, as well as a lot more vocals from the use of guest vocalist. These songs are also longer in general, and let's start this off with Nightgowns. 2 minutes 46 with guest artist Loyal Carter, which represents a side of a London rap scene, chill and with a particular tone. I really like that song, and the guitar usage is really good, as well as the background vocals by Tom Misch. So let's go!
There was something about her face, something about the way that they would taste. Little lips after slipping everything she shouldn't save, and taking everything that couldn't wait, saying wouldn't it be great. A little bait, heard a little late, years of trying me finally, I'ma slip her on a date, saying wait, the day will break, trying to play it straight. But she was saying wake me up at 8, now I'm talking late, Jack, way back when I get eczema on my elbows. Before she found shelter in the shell toes, we felt those lows, the heaven and the hell holes, waiting for a situation, saying we should quell those feelings we're feeling, cause I don't get no ease in the evening, release when I'm dreaming. And she would say she can't believe what she's reading, cause everything I write's been misleading, she needs it. She needs him. 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 It'd be that Friday night fiddling with FIFA. Slum village seeping through the speaker. I need her, deeper than the reasons had to leave her. But she ain't thinking about me, I ain't thinking about her neither. Either believe her or let it go. It seems the latter looks like losing, no, we're set in stone. Best to bell her phone, rather seek her, but she's never home. So I start to moan all alone, grab a breath and groan. Speak after the tone like, yo, it's me, what you saying? It's been a week, I was playing. I know this isn't good for you, another night you're staying. So help me, I'm just trying to find a way in. Ain't no early morning laying no more. They say the situation's straying, you're delaying, I ain't praying no more. What you playing those for? I played my card right twice for nothing, now I ain't waiting no more.
So I'm having some troubles with my mic, so hopefully it isn't too noticeable. But that was Nightgowns with Loyal Carter, and it's a really good representation of English rap that's just really chill and with rather meaningful lyrics. It's a good song. So let's go into the next song, which is going to be Falafel. And I'm going to play an extract of it and notice the more refined drums. And I will also be sampling this song to a part that I find just really, really neat. And the guitar also has a really special tone, which complements so well with the keyboard. So here we go. I was planning on just playing a little short extract, but I actually liked the song so much I kind of did a recropping of it just because I wanted to showcase more of it. It's just a really good song, and I find it really funny, but it's called Falafel, but it's kind of got a Chinese influence in it with just the instrument used and the instrumentation with the plucking of the string instruments. It's really interesting, and I just really, really like it. So here we go into the next song, which is Color of Freedom feat. Beer Cubs. Which is undeniably the most refined song of this album. Tom Misch showcases his amazing vocals with a sexy British accent, which contrasts amazingly against the natural bass sound used. This song style is a major centerpiece of a Tom Misch sound that would be present in the 2018 album Geography. Thank you.
walking around in my mind. Your image knocks me down and I'm blind. No matter how far I move away, I find myself coming back every day. Oh, just let me go. 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 I know I shouldn't stay.
Such a good song, I had to play it in its entirety. It's really different from the rest of a beat tape that's more chill. This is more funk and soul type, with just really good vocals from Tom Misch in this song. And let's go right into the next album, which contains a lot of the same sounds as our presence in Color of Freedom, with this poppy and funky and soul-y, just really good tone with Tom Misch vocals. So let's start Geography. Released in 2018, it's truly just an amazing album. Totally different from the beat tapes, this is a funky and hip-hoppy sound with a sentimental feel that took the music world by storm. So let's start with Lost in Paris. Tom Misch showcases his amazing vocals and guitar playing with a funky drum groove. Drum nerding here, but the repeats on the snare drum that aren't quite ghost notes but just feel so restrained are really cool.
I know that I need you now, the key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
Lost in Paris. I hope that you're warm and safe. A memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
It was over in a day, all the things I used to say, you kept to say. All the places we would go, all the songs we got to know, you held it up. I know that I need you now. The key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris. I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
Young, all in love in a lost place. Goddamn, got me running around in a rat race. Say grace, Lord, I fell in love with a small waist. Let me start, yeah, right, yeah, bang, shot me in my heart and it hurt, case. She's so fly like a dove, that's a dove face. Don't know where she yet now, but this ain't her birthplace. Tom, don't tell her, but it's first for
I know
birthday.
That I need you now. The key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hold it, you're warm. But you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I know that I need you now. The key that I won't forget. But you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace. But you're lost in Paris. You're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
This song is just amazing. There's so many elements to it, starting with just the really, really cool guitar riff at the beginning, and then following into the next parts where the drum comes in and then comes out. The drum mixing also is just amazing. It feels like the drums are moving around your head, especially with the repeated ghost notes, like kind of have a swooshing effects and panning effect. It's really cool. And then you have a change in the entire rhythm afterwards with the use of the two wood sticks, wood blocks hit together to get a really high-pitched rhythm that kind of gives a bossa nova feel. It's a really good song, just frankly amazing. I've just realized that we're 22 minutes into the mix, and I don't think I'll actually have time to do an entire showcasing of Haywire. So I'm actually just going to spend more time doing more stuff on Tomish, and then doing a little bit of a teaser for Haywire, as well as some other songs. So here we go into the next song of Tomish, which is going to be Tick Tock. It's a really good song with a lot of funk in it. It's just straight up funky with an amazing bass, a bass and drum rhythm. And I hope you may find it a little bit repetitive, but it's a really good song, and just bear with it until the really good chorus part.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
This is just a really good song. I had to put it in just because of how much I love the funk stuff going in, and especially just with everything, when everything stops and it's just a really long wait, it's just really, really cool to drop back in. So now let's go into the next song I want to showcase, which is It Runs For Me. The song starts with an amazing guitar riff, kind of like in Paris, and it's backed by a really talented drummer mimicking the guitar with hi-hat hits and a really difficult flawless double bass drum hit reminding of a bossa nova feel. It's just a really good song. Enjoy it. The elements are really good and the mixing is excellent. Here we go. It Runs For Me.
1, 2, 3, 4. I love the way it flows, I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song, can move my mood along. What I cannot say, you'll hit through my guitar. She told me at the bass line, and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, running through me. I love the way it sings, all the joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I could never say no. You with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline, everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine. It will rock through the night. And where I go, but it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the way it brings clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the way it brings clarity, running through me. Away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the way
waves bring clarity, running through me.
What an amazing vocal performance from De La Soul and Tom Misch. The mix between their two different voices is just really, really good. Once again, the drum and bass, the rhythmic section in general is fantastic, especially the drums with a double bass pattern kept throughout the song. It's ba-boom, ba-boom, which kind of gives like a Latin and bossa nova feel. Really good song, solid. And the next song is You're On My Mind, and though I usually appreciate slow songs less, Tom Misch manages to convey such a sentimental feeling and powerful feeling through his vocals and sad piano, but I just had to include this song. So this is You're On My Mind.
And as the sun goes down and the stars come out to play, I bet tomorrow I'll be sleeping, sleeping all day. And this fire I feel, why is it burning so slowly? I can't stop thinking of you, like the £5 you owe me. 'Cause you're on my mind. 'Cause you're on my mind. You're all I can find. 'Cause you're on my mind. Please tell me that you feel the same, that we're on the same train. If you're a little bit late and miss it, that would be a great shame. I miss your sweet, sweet kisses and loving when they were mine. When are you down? I'll make sure I'm in time. You're on my mind. You're on my mind. You're all I can find. 'Cause you're on my mind. 'Cause you're on my mind. 'Cause you're on my mind. You're all. Colors, they shine through nighttime, and I'm thinking of you. Each dawn of every day, you're on my mind.
Another fantastic song by Tomish. It's really interesting the role of a bass in this song, where in like the major choruses, it just plays at every beginning of each four beats. But in the slower section, especially in the first section, it's actually just this kind of like a walking bass type feel. It's just really interesting, and it serves as a really good and strong rhythmic bass, especially since the drums are quite limited here. Like, they're really, really good, but they're somewhat limited, which works really well for a calmer song like this. So the next song I'm going to be playing is What Kind of Music? The next album. Released in 2020 and teased by the release of the single What Kind of Music, this album is a lot jazzier and weirder. Tomish steps further away from funk and soul and into a weird alternative electro rock jazz fusion. It's not for everyone, but it is very enjoyable. The album is a duo collaboration with Yusuf Dales, an insanely talented drummer with a large renown in the jazz, fusion, and rock world. So here we go into What Kind of Music. This song is really trippy, but backed by insane drumming that keeps a really constant groove whilst constantly improvising. The song is really airy with the addition of violin, but feels really less natural with addition of synth pads and arpeggiators. Especially with the beginning, it really has like somewhat of an industrial feel to it. And a really fun fact about this is the song starts with the drummer tuning his drums. So here we go, What Kind of Music? So I'm sorry for the little bit of awkward cropping I had to do, but the song goes on for quite a while and I kind of want to show some guest artists and we don't have that much time. So that was What Kind of Music, really amazing song, it really has an industrial and experimental feel, like really weird synths used for the bass, it's really really cool, and just complemented by the amazing playing from Yusuf Dales. So let's go into the next song, which is going to be Festival. It's more airy and natural and with a more present guitar part. This song represents the best jazz fusion has to offer, with a song constantly becoming more powerful into a final crescendo. The bass and drum are from insanely talented player that give the song so much depth. Festival. here's one of my favorite lyrics of all time.
It seemed to matter at the time. I had tunnel vision anyway. It made me blind. When exactly did we stop being on top of the world and call it just a mountain?
Goes into an explosive finish just with amazing drum solo playing, so I definitely recommend you go check out the full song if you have time. But that was Tom Misch Festival, and I usually don't do lyric analysis, but just the lyrics in this song are just amazing. Seemed too narrow at the time, I had tunnel vision, anyway it made me blind. When exactly did we stop staying on top of a world and called it just a mountain to climb? I just really love those four lines, they're just really, really amazing. Like, it shows how much talent Tom Misch actually has in composing his songs and picking it through. And anyway, that is going to be the before last song that I'm playing from Tom Misch. I'm just going to be playing a sample from Last 100, which I think is the funkiest song of the album, which has a really large depth of playing and once again incredible drumming by Yusuf Deyes, who plays around his kit while Tom Misch experiments with his guitar. So this is Last 100. That was the Last 100, and that was a bit of a longer sample than I wanted to play, but I just really wanted to include that guitar solo from Tom Misch. Just, Tom Misch is just such an excellent artist, he's so good at a guitar, and his vocals are just so unique and great. And I think it's about time we wrap it up with Tom Misch and go into other artists, but I just want to make a mention quickly about how I think Tom Misch is just a very creative and very brave artist, because he had a lot of success with Geography, which was more funk and soul-like, but he still decided to go in an entirely new direction for What Kind of Music, which is more industrial, weird, experimental, and jazz, rock, fusion stuff. But still, I love both albums, but I do have a preference for Geography, but frankly, just an amazing job by Tom Misch for both albums. And I really enjoy how he's finally is receiving a large amount of success, which I'm very happy that he's seeing. So I think it's time we go into very quickly into a bit of a showcase of Haywire, which is the hardest I wanted to play today. He's a pianist and electric music producer, and just really, really talented. So I'm going to play three songs, and I'm just going to play them directly and just say some little things, but I'm going to make them go from the hardest going song into his more funky style, because he really has a different amount of variety of song he actually does. So the song that's coming up next, it's kind of glitched up like, it's Crimson, and then we're directly going to go into Dichotomy, the soft mix, and then Tell Me by Haywire, and I might do some quick mentions, but we don't have that much time, and I want to go through all three songs. So this is Haywire, Crimson. Glitch effect are just on point. This is Haywire, Dichotomy. Haywire, tell me what's on your mind.
with me, I wanna know. Just tell me what's on your mind. I got something to ask you.
And that's going to be it for Haywire, this little teaser, which contained Crimson, Tell Me, and Dichotomy. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. It really represents the whole wide range that actually Haywire does, which goes from really glitchy and hard electronic music to a lot more funky stuff using a vocoder, kind of like Daft Punk, which I think it's when I did my Daft Punk show that I thought, oh wait, I really should do one on Haywire. So there's going to be a lot of cool songs next week, so hope you guys will tune up for my next show. So I haven't done a PSA yet, so here's a health and safety authority PSA on using lighters safely. Falls from lighters account for up to 2 fatalities and 220 injuries each year. The total number of non-reportable injuries is higher again. Most ladder injuries result from falls, but other injuries are caused by lifting a ladder, slipping, or falling when carrying it, or the ladder collapsing or falling it. So just always be careful when using a ladder, as they can be dangerous, and make sure no one is under you, and make sure to be stable. That's going to be it for the PSA. I know it's not a really good one. I prefer being in the studio just because I can choose from the different ones. It's harder to think of one up yourself or to find one. So that's going to be it for Cape Overland for this week's show. Next week I'm doing Haywire. I hope everybody enjoyed it. This is Tufts WMFO in Medford. And this is the end of Cape Overland. There's a few minutes left, so enjoy at least through How to Get What You Want.
Am I out of my head now? For wanting more than love. Every child's agenda undone. Coming down, coming down.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.